I just had one quick thing to say about dead works. When you mentioned dead works, I had a scripture pop into my mind that Jesus said one time. Did he say, "Without me, you can't do anything"? Is that what he said? Nope. What he said was, "Without me, you can do nothing, and a whole lot of it."
There's a song, "Awake, O Israel, Put Off Thy Slumber," and in that song, it says, "Thou art graven on my hands," and that was the Lord speaking about the names. Our names are graven on His hands. I can't. I'm looking for it, but I can't find it.
Are you looking for the song or the verse?
The verse, because it's saying that the book of life, the Lamb's book of life, our names are on His hands.
Well, it's a spiritual book, obviously. There's no natural book that
Right.
can be found. It's a spiritual book, and yet it's a book. I mean, in God's terms, it's a book.
Mark, you did not mention about verse 5.
Oh, go ahead, Larry. I'm sorry.
He who overcomes, the same shall be clothed in white raiment. I think you skipped over. Did you
Well, I
not?
read it, but I should have focused on it. Go ahead, Larry. Share what you have.
Well, right, white raiment. White is purity. I think it speaks of being clothed with Jesus Christ. That reminds me in Romans chapter 4, it says that, we are clothed with his righteousness. So I think that's what that means, that white raiment. Again, the purity, the nature of Jesus Christ, and we're covered with his righteousness. Last week we talked about the white stone. Remember?
Yes.
And after we got through discussing it, I was thinking about it. And I was thinking about, again, the white stone purity. And it talks about the stone. And we know in scripture that Jesus Christ is, the foundation stone, the stone that was re that the religious people rejected. So I'm thinking that again, that stone that was rejected, that is Jesus Christ, and he's saying that, we're going to be given the white stone. So again, it's union with our Lord Jesus Christ. I think that gives us more revelation as to what this white stone really means, along with the white raiment.
Yeah,
Amen.
Larry, and if it's white raiment, it's not from our righteousness, is it?
No, it is not.
What
It's
color is our righteousness? What's it look like?
not very good. I guess it would be black because
Filthy, anyway.
in ourselves, scripture says that we have no righteousness.
So, in other words, it would be dead works.
Right.
Not going to
Yep.
get you very far. The interesting thing so far on these churches, up until now, every one of them, it seems, is given an opportunity to repent and overcome.
Yeah, amen. The mercy of God.
You know, they may be outer court churches, except maybe when we get to Philadelphia, it seems to be a little bit more than an outer court church. But every one of these outer court churches is given the opportunity to come in to the fullness of a holy place. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the interesting thing too about them is he's kind of giving it a corporate overcoming thing. In other words, it's not just, well, he does address individuals, but he's addressing them as a corporate body. There's a thing that you need to do as a corporate body, a church. So in other words, if just one or two people want to do it, okay, that's good. But he'd like the whole body to be moving in that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine you're a fellowship and this letter shows up from the Apostle John, and it shows up to your town and your church? And you get up and you're going to read this letter to your fellow brethren. How's this going to go over? What are you going to do about it?
Mark, do you think you're talking about God, you know, upon repentance and coming into a deeper place in Christ and into the holy place? I wonder if in eternity, if we, you know, will continue to be drawn and to grow in the nature of Christ, you know, even after the resurrection. What do you think?
I don't see why not. Elders that I learned from, Brother DeCille, he believed that.
Okay. So it just continues on throughout eternity. We become more and more like
him. You can't just slough off and say, well, I'll wait till I cross over and then I'll learn everything. There's certain things that you can't learn in heaven, all right, from firsthand. You cannot learn how to overcome tribulation in tribulation. There'll be no tribulation in heaven. You cannot learn how to overcome and have patience when there's nothing to try your patience. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the only thing that they some of those who are in the cloud of witnesses, what are they doing? They're trying to learn how we're overcoming. They're trying to watch us. They're watching tribulation come. I don't know how much God is revealing to them, but I know the Sess believe this, strongly believe this, that take that thief that died on the cross. He had no opportunity to overcome anything, well, except maybe the pain that he was going through in crucifixion, but basically no temptation, no other tribulation through a lifetime experience did he have. So he's in that cloud of witnesses watching Larry Hyde. How is Larry overcoming? He's now, how much God is going to show him, I don't know. I hope he doesn't show him my failures and my mistakes. I hope he just shows my overcoming and my success. Maybe he'll show him my failures too. That don't, this is what not to do. Don't do what Brother Mark did. How else is the man going to learn? Yes, there will be the knowledge of God. Oh my goodness, Larry. It's going to take us a gazillion years to know anything more about him than there is. Oh, he's just, look out there in eternity. Look out there in the skies. I mean, it goes out billions of light years. What is God all about? Did I miss anything else here in Thyatira or Sardis?
What are you doing?
Okay, wait a minute, Kathy. Let me turn you on here. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I can't turn the speaker on, but I'll repeat what you said. Go ahead. All right. Kathy is saying what Moses said, that he would trade his place in the Book of Life for the others, is that he was being a type of Christ. Yes, he was. Yeah, in fact, I thought it and should have said it, but. You know, actually, I hate to admit it. I'd been a Christian quite a while before I discovered this thing about that book. It's funny. You read the word, you read it, and you just go over it. And you know, sometimes just a little portion of that word will pop out. And you know, I think we could spend the next 4,000 years studying the Word of God and really not know it all. All right, I guess I'll turn the recording off. We seem to have finished.